The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the Australian Institute of Management WA. We inspire better workplaces. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is Perth Now editor Natalie Richards.
You're not going to make me sing, are you?
Can you do the Wild West tune?
No. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, no, dun, dun, no. And the whip crack, Jeffrey. There you go. Now, this story, I know, is just, it broke the internet.
This is amazing. So, we've had pineapple on pizza, and we've discussed earlier this week how Zach Kirkup and Mark McGowan wouldn't answer our question about where they stand on pineapple
on
pizza.
Did you know that? Did you? They refused to answer it?
It's the only question from Perth Now that they refused to answer. Now, you can imagine the standard of question coming from Perth Now. That was the one they wouldn't answer yet.
What was your first car?
I need you to grill them on this. What? Where do they stand on pineapple and pizza?
Why would they balk at answering a question like that?
What did McGowan say?
He said he doesn't engage in wedge politics. Was McGowan's answer.
Well, it's an answer.
Kirkup, I think, said, you do you.
Yeah, so he's...
What's you do you mean?
I think it's like... It's
do
like
whatever a, you want. Each
it's like
to their
a young
own.
Person's phrase. You know, you yeah. do you,
each
girl.
To their own. Each the courses yeah. for courses. Each to their own. You
this
do you.
Is it. Oh. Yeah.
That kind
yeah,
of a thing. Because
so anyway.
They know, right? They know that pineapple is a divisive
it is
issue
divisive
when it comes to pizza.
Now.
Are you a Hawaiian guy?
No, and I have a horrible history with Hawaiian pizzas because years ago we went off to get a pizza and my wife said, don't get pineapple on it. I did. And she was so angry. And
it's
we were sitting in the lounge room and she was picking the pineapple bits off the pizza and throwing them in the open fire.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how mad she was.
Yeah. Well,
she said, I should have known.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
She's European. She likes all the spicy stuff.
How do you feel, Jeff, about grapes on pizza? Because that's exactly what Jamie Oliver's put in his latest recipe. And it has set the internet on fire. Grapes on pizza.
Like, did he think that they were olives? They were black grapes. He thought they were olives, and then he realised too late.
He knew that what they were, and he was cooking alongside his little boy, and he's done this, like, just demonstration, like he does. He put sausages in, he put red onion in, he put rosemary in, and he watched his little boy, you know, said, I'm going to put these grapes in. Kids, like, doesn't flinch. Yep, fine, no worries. Stick the grapes in. Puts it on top of a pizza base. Apparently, it tastes amazing. Now, full disclosure, I haven't tasted grapes on pizza before. Have you, Jeff?
No.
I'm pretty sure Domino's is not on the menu.
No.
You don't get grapes.
Well,
it
should be outlawed, is what I say. I mean, we're not down for fruit.
Oh, so you're anti-grape on pizza.
Don't do it. I'm not down for pineapple on pizza. I'm certainly not down for grapes on pizza. What next? This is not a fruit salad.
Where does it end?
Where does it end? It's not a fruit salad. I'm not down for this, right? A pizza is a pizza. It's a savoury meal.
The Italians would never do it.
No, do you know one thing that I can't get into? And you see it in some of the gourmet pizza places these days. It's like, you know, there are a lot of freak pizzas out there, but some will have like a lasagna pizza and it'll have pieces of pasta on the pizza. I don't know who came up with this. Like, you can get carbonara pizzas.
Nobody needs that many carbs.
It's also horrible. No. Like, if you like pasta that's kind of then baked in an oven goes back to its original state of being like hard and it's just not nice.
Yeah, no,
so you can get too crazy.
What would they call them? The nacho pizzas?
With the corn chips?
Mixing pepperoni cuisines there.
Cheese.
Pepperoni cheese.
Or Calabrese. I'll have a Calabrese.
No, I'm with you on those two.
Yeah.
Can't be a good margarita.
Do you guys have a favourite pizza spot?
Anchovies is the best ingredient on a pizza.
Oh, it just got to melt in there, doesn't it?
It's beautiful, salty umami.
Do you have a favourite pizza
spot?
Yeah,
margarita for me. Veggio, so.
But do you have a favourite spot where you go?
A favourite spot?
Yeah, yeah. What's your
I like getting them from Herdsman and cooking them at home. The ones at Herdsman.
Oh, yeah, cook your own. Oh, I've seen those.
Cambridge on pizza.
Is that pizza on Cambridge? Is that good, that place? I drove past it the other day.
Been there for a long time. Yep. They're very, very good.
Yeah, I saw the signs. Two large pizzas for $28 or something.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Mine's Monsterella on Grantham Street in Cambridge.
I've had them. I've not been there, but they're also very good.
Amazing.
We tried McDaddy's.
And they do.
They're very greasy pizzas there.
But they do... they do a lot of the sort of the really sort of adventurous type pizzas.
Yeah. The problem is with those gourmet pizzas, they don't travel very well. Like, unless you're eating them in the restaurant, like you drive 5 meters, 5 minutes back to your home and kind of that sourdough. Anyway.